smoking along, you know, if we drop or nervous, you know, like I always kind of, you know, it doesn't matter how long I've kind of been around, you know, doing chairs and that, I still get proper kind of nervous and that, man. And I think what it is I'm just a lot more kind of aware of my feelings and that today, you know what I mean? And what I do know is, you know, it's a fear-based illness that I suffer with, you know what I mean? And I really kind of get that, you know, and what I've learned to do is, you know, just kind of practice courage on that, you know, and kind of do the opposite, you know. Because I've said it before, you know, I'm not like a public speaker. I don't like, you know, speaking publicly on that. And, you know, I prefer kind of, you know, one-on-one, you know, sponsorship, that kind of thing, you know. But what I've learned to do is, you know, just give back, you know what I mean, and share, you know. And it's mad, you know, when I kind of do, you know, like a step chair or a topic chair, I kind of like, I think, oh, I've got nothing to say. And when I do like an experience strength and hope or whatever, I just think I'm saying the same old shit, you know, sorry, same old kind of, you know, stuff and that, man, you know what I mean? But all I can do is kind of share my experience on that, you know, and yeah, you know, thanks, Stephen, for asking us. I know he's not here, man, but yeah, as soon as he asked us, you know, and he said Trafalgar, I thought, oh, nah, man, you know what I mean? Because I did a kind of a chair here, you know, a few years ago, and I kind of felt the same way. I know it's a wee bit smaller than that now, but yeah, you know, I can just, all I can do is share, really, you know, and yeah, you know, so I kind of, you know, in my family, there's no, like, flat-out sort of, you know, drug addiction and that, you know, like, for me, I was kind of almost, you know, the only one, you know, it seemed kind of, it was kind of like, and I kind of always looked at everyone else, what's wrong with them and this and that, you know, I never kind of understood, you know, what was wrong with me and that, you know, there is definitely addiction traits and all that, you know, my family, I can see that now, you know what I mean, but, yeah, so I kind of, and I remember, you know, as a kid, you know, I loved, you know, kind of hanging about, I grew up in a kind of wee council scheme and that, and I kind of enjoyed growing up, and I was kind of, you know, hanging about with older kids and that, you know, and, I didn't think of it at the time, you know, but I remember just having this, like, mad thinking and doing other people's thinking. I could only, you know, look back and see that now, you know what I mean? But, you know, I kind of always hung about with people older than us. I thought I was really grown up and that, you know, and, you know, I kind of started, you know, smoking cigarettes, you know, behind the bus shelter, you know, 8 years old, you know, buzzing gas, smoking hash, drinking kind of thing, you know, 9 or 10 and that. And, you know, and I kind of, I did all the kind of party drugs and that, and go out Thursday, you know, because Tuesday, kind of sleep and cry on Wednesday and do all that kind of stuff. And kind of, you know, I stopped that and kind of, you know, where I come from, you know, there's a big kind of prescription drug problem, you know. And it doesn't matter about what drugs or what, I'm just kind of sharing my experience. You know, what I know now is, you know, take away the drugs and I am the problem, you know what I mean? I really kind of know that. But at the time, you know, like the doctors kind of, you know, handing out Valium and this and that, because I knew, I didn't know, I couldn't really identify feelings, but I knew I was kind of always nervous or anxious and this and that, and I thought, you know, well, this is it, you know, this is what I need, you know, Valium and all that kind of stuff. And basically, cut a long story short, you know, I kind of, you know, I kind of moved away to get away from all that. I moved to Glasgow, ended up on heroin, and then kind of stayed there for a few years. Kind of moved away from there to kind of get away from all that, came down here, ended up on crack and heroin and Valium and everything else, you know. And I kind of, you know, so moving away, I always thought at the time, if I get away, I'll sort myself out and I'll go down here. But what would happen is I would just get worse, you know what I mean? So what I've learned in recovery, all that geographicals and this and that, man, it just doesn't work. In my experience, I just got worse, you know what I mean? And I remember, it's mad, this is actually one of my first meetings, man. I kind of came here, you know, I was clucking and that when I was downstairs and that. But, you know, what I remember really quite, you know, painfully well was like on the 5th of November, you know, 2012, I kind of, you know, I was staying in a wee kind of room in Stratford in a kind of, just a broken bed, no possessions, no food, no money, this and that, I sold everything. And I kind of, I remember I woke up about 4 o'clock in the afternoon or whatever. I went to get my prescription and that. And I just, you know, the day before I used, you know, other drugs and this and that. And I kind of, I just didn't want to use, you know what I mean? And I kind of, you know, I was walking about, you know, I was kind of stealing, you know, food and that just because I had to eat. I didn't want to steal nothing to sell or whatever, you know. And I kind of, picked up my prescription. I was kind of just wandering about, just lost, man, you know what I mean? And I do believe in, you know, like higher power things and all that kind of stuff. I really do, you know, and I kind of, you know, I've seen this place, you know, I've, you know, shared this a few times, you know, but like a kind of building, you know, it says, you know, are you in debt? Are you blah, 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 suicidal? Are you this and that, you know? And I thought, yeah, you know, I was just looking for some kind of, you know, help, you know, and I walked in and I kind of asked the guy, you know, what else, you know, happens in here, you know, and he was saying, oh, there's an NA meeting just starting, you know, and I walked up the stairs, you know, and I seen all, you know, the biscuits and the tea, I was grabbing all the biscuits and this and that, you know, because I was hungry, you know, just come off the street, you know, and people were kind of, you know, smiling, you know, and I saw they're laughing at us and this, and I was just proper paranoid and all that, you know, but they were just kind of being nice, you know, like welcoming us and that, and, you know, and I remember, you know, I shared twice in the meeting, you know, and I was crying and all that. Nobody kind of stopped us or whatever, you know what I mean? They just kind of let us share and, you know, we're just kind of practicing principles, you know, being loving and accepting and that, you know. And, you know, and they kind of took us out, you know, like after the meeting and that. And a proper dry mouth, man. But, yeah, so, like, yeah, they took us out after the meeting, you know, and fellowship, you know, they bought us things to eat and that, and kind of, you know, they said, you gave me their numbers and that, you know, people, they said, come to this meeting, you know, tomorrow, and kind of like this and that, and for the first time, you know, I know it says in the book, somewhere when we're beaten, we become willing, you know, and I really kind of get that, you know, because I was willing, I don't know how, but I kind of was just beaten, you know, and I kind of, you know, so I was there, you know, I turned up, you know, for the first time in my life, you know, I listened, you know, I turned up the next day at this meeting, that meeting, and I kind of, you know, like, you know, I just went to at least, you know, a meeting a day, sometimes two or three, you know, I had nothing to, you know, to go home to, just like a broken bed, no possession and that mad head, you know what I mean? So I was kind of like, I was out all day and, you know, people, you know, bought us tea and, you know, things like that. And I came off Subutex and that, and I was kind of rattling and clucking, but I was still running about meetings, you know, and I've stayed clean, thank God, for, I think, 9 years and 5 months or something, which is crazy. Yeah, man, you know, and, but yeah, you know, and other things have come up, you know, in recovery and that, but, yeah, so I kind of, you know, I got a sponsor, you know, quite early on, you know, went through the steps, I've been through the steps, you know, and I'm kind of going through them again, and a couple of times, you know, but yeah, you know, kind of step one, it kind of shows me, you know, consequence, really, when I'm writing step one, you know, I can see it in black and white, you know, when I'm powerless, unmanageable, what I do, you know, the addiction, the obsession, the compulsion and that, you know, and I found, you know, step one quite painful, actually, you know, I could really see, you know, I've done a couple in different areas, and I'm kind of going through it again and that, and, you know, thank God, you know, for step two, which is kind of, you know, when I work it, it is that cliche thing, but, you know, when I practice it, it does work, and when I don't, well, it doesn't, you know what I mean? So it's kind of, you know, and it's like, what I've learned is, you know, to pray, you know, pick up the phone, you know, get to a meeting, share, you know, and all that kind of stuff, and, you know, when I do that, you know, in the early days, you know, when the obsession was on me, I wanted to use, you know, I did pick up the phone, you know, and I kind of shared it, and they tell me to pray and this and that, and with other things, other kind of acting out and, you know, behavior, you know, it's the same principles, you know, and I kind of learned, you know, in step three, you know, what the right thing to do is, you know, by kind of reaching out and, yeah, no, I can do the right thing, but, you know, I can also, you know, do the wrong thing, you know, and kind of, but, you know, what I find difficult, actually, is kind of letting go, you know, I can do, you know, what's suggested or whatever, but I want to know the results, so if I do this, what's happening, and when's this going to happen, you know, so I find that, you know, faith and everything, you know, and trust, you know, I find it quite difficult to accept, but, you know, it's practice and that, you know, and I think I'm kind of getting better a wee bit, anyway, you know, than I was, you know, and this and that, and, yeah, you know, and kind of four and five, you know, what there's, you know, my sponsor at the time, he said, you know, don't leave any stone unturned, you know, he said, share everything, you know, and I can honestly say that I've shared everything, you know, there's a few people who know everything about me, man, you know what I mean, and that, and they haven't rejected us, they haven't, you know, abandoned us and that, you know, and that's a beautiful thing, actually, you know, to have people that are there for you unconditionally, no matter what, you know what I mean, and kind of, Yeah, so, oh, nice one, thank you. Yeah, so, yeah, you know, so I've kind of shared everything, you know, and, you know, I've kind of, you know, other reasons. I think when I'd done my second step four, I had more resentments, man. I think I was getting worse, you know what I mean, at the time, you know, but it just kind of shows the place I was in, you know what I mean? But, like, it's a process anyway, you know, and kind of six and seven, you know, things that, what I understand are things that just floor me, man, you know, in recovery, you know, defects and that, you know. I kind of struggle, you know, acting out lust and impatience and tolerance and judgmental, all that kind of stuff, you know, and it's the same kind of, you know, principles again, you know, one and two and three are kind of, you know, six and seven, and you know, I can pray and kind of, you know, try and do the opposite. And if I'm being, you know, impatient, you know, I can practice patience and, you know, and practice it, man. It means, you know, I'm not always going to get it right, you know what I mean? And kind of, you know, I've kind of made amends, you know, I made a list. And actually, you know, I've harmed people in recovery as well, you know, so I've got more amends to make of people that I've harmed, you know, in recovery, you know, but I'm kind of willing to make them amends, and I'm kind of going through that process. And, yeah, you know, step 10, I haven't done a kind of step 10 in a while, you know, and what I know is, what I kind of experience is, you know, when I'm kind of doing it, you know, it's kind of, when I wake up, I feel a lot lighter, you know what I mean? First, I don't know how it works or whatever, but I'm kind of writing things down, you know, what's going on, you know, I can see the things that I want to continue that are good, and I can see, you know, a pattern or whatever of things that, you know, come up that I don't want to continue, but a lot of the time I continue the things that I don't want to, and I kind of don't do the things that, you know, I should or whatever, you know, and kind of, yeah, you know, today, you know, I prayed and meditated on that, and, you know, it's kind of, you know, God's will, it's not that I don't know everything, but it's kind of, a lot of the times I know, you know, what the right thing to do is, you know, in my heart, you know, but I need that power, you know, to carry it out, you know what I mean, and I can kind of pray around that, and, yeah, you know, like kind of, you know, step 12, you know, I can kind of, you know, my spirit has kind of awakened, you know, since I've been in recovery, you know, but it can kind of really, you know, go back to sleep, you know, depending on if I'm acting out and this and that, and kind of, you know, it's very, you know, that's kind of my experience, you know, and I can speak, you know, I always say this as well, you know, I can talk about principles all day long in here and this and that, but how am I when I'm on the train and it's like stuck in between, you know, like a station, and I struggle with that, you know what I mean, and yeah, all I can do is kind of, you know, like I'm not a public speaker, but all I can do is just share kind of my own experience and it's mad, you know, I'll just kind of wrap it up, but like, over the last 9 years, you know, what has happened, man, it's kind of like fluent, you know, it seems like only yesterday I was kind of like downstairs rattling my head up, you know, down there, you know, but like, it seems like ages are going on, and I think, what have I done in the last 9 years, man, I really don't know, you know, but thank God, you know, I've stayed clean, other things have come up, you know, I've struggled with, you know, other things and this and that, but what I've learned to do is, you know, just show up, you know, like, I'm aware, you know, my thinking and feelings are all over the place, my head's crazy, this and that, you know, and I kind of, you know, I've just got to look at my actions, despite if I'm nervous or anxious, you know, I try and turn up, practice courage and share, and it's just good to be here, so thank you. Thank you.